Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hi, and this newest episode is called Reminding the Israelites to Keep the Passover. It covers Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 1 through 22. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://Bible in Smaller Chunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. In doing this, I'm ever mindful of Revelations chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from anything that is written in the Bible. So I had to be very prayerful about how to attempt any of this. And after lots of prayers, the Lord had it on my heart that I'm just not supposed to change the meaning of the passages. Although he does show me ways to add to the understanding of that passage, but not change the meaning. This is usually done through and noted through brackets. Sometimes it's changing something from terms, biblical terms, to something that's more common. You know, instead of the days of his life, I mean, in his days, it would be in his life, things like that. You know, and I'll put that within brackets, but I don't usually tell you because it's an insignificant change. So I just read through that. But if I find something significant that you need to know of, something that you need to know, I add it to the text, then I will put it within brackets. I'll be in a different color font for those who see it on the internet. But, of course, you can't see it. So I'll say within brackets it says, so then you know I've added that. And these are things that the Lord has on my heart that might possibly add to clarity or giving background information. Quite often in the Bible, they will talk about something that happened in a previous chapter or a whole nother book of the Bible, and it's sometimes difficult for the listener or viewer to understand what's being referred to. Also, I sometimes combine, condense, and compress similar words. I don't include repetitive text unless it adds new meaning or it's done for emphasis, and in which both of those happen many times, but sometimes it isn't. And so with not including repetitive text that doesn't add new meaning and hasn't been done for emphasis, it throws off the verse numbering. So I can't tell you it's verse 8, verse 9, verse 10. I tell you like I did that this is covering the book of the Bible, Deuteronomy. It's over chapter 16, and it's about the verses 1 through 22, so that you know the vast majority of what the Lord had with it on my heart to include from this chapter will be within this podcast. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format, which doesn't really affect the podcast listener because it reads just the same as I'm reading it now. But if you get on the internet and you see it, I hope you find that beneficial. If I come to something that's foretelling of a future event, I'll say, aha, there's an asterisk. It's telling of a future event. And sometimes I can briefly summarize what's being foretold. And I'll do that if I can do it briefly. Otherwise, I won't. And if I get to something that refers to what Jesus has said, his words will be in red, which you can't see, but I will just tell you that because you can't see colors on the podcast. Also, this is primarily done with the King James Version Bible and lots of prayers. But at times I'll use BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources if necessary. Reminding the Israelites to keep the Passover, Deuteronomy chapter 16, 1 through 22. Okay, so within brackets it says, Moses tells the Israelites, Okay, this is an aside now. I put that because if you just, sometimes in the Bible, one chapter will lead into what happens in another chapter and another chapter. And in this case, you don't know who's speaking or what's going on. Or so the Lord added on my heart to have this on there so you know. So Moses is telling the Israelites. Okay. Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover to the Lord your God. For in the month of Abib, when the Lord your God brought you out of Israel by night, therefore you shall sacrifice the Passover to the Lord your God from the flock and the herd in the place where the Lord shall choose to put his name in his tabernacle. You shall not eat leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, again within brackets. As I put this, it's without yeast, because not necessarily everybody knows what unleavened bread is. I'm sure you do, but maybe not everybody. So I explained it's not without yeast, which is the bread of affliction, for you came out of Egypt in haste. You do this so that you may remember the days when you came out of the land of Egypt. All the days of your life, no bread with leaven shall be seen in all your territory for 7 days. Neither shall any of the meat you sacrifice the first day at twilight when the sun goes down, remaining until morning. You shall not sacrifice the Passover within any of the gates of the land which the Lord gives you. But you shall sacrifice the Passover at twilight when the sun goes down at the time you came out of Egypt, and it should be sacrificed at the place where the Lord your God shall choose to make his name and his tabernacle stay. You shall roast and eat it in the place the Lord shall choose in the morning, and you shall return and go into your tents. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there shall be a solemn assembly to the Lord your God, and you shall do no work on it. You shall count 7 weeks for yourself from the time you begin to put the sickle to the grain. Then you shall keep the feast of weeks to the Lord your God with a tribute of a freewill offering from your hand. You shall give to the Lord your God according to how the Lord your God has blessed you. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your family, your male and female servants, the Levites within your gates, and the strangers, fatherless and widows who are among you. It shall be done at the place where the Lord your God shall choose to put his name. You shall remember that you were a slave. I am so sorry. I have a typo here. Sorry. A slave in Egypt, and you shall be careful to observe and do these statutes. You shall observe the Feast of the Tabernacle 7 days after you have gathered in your grain and wine. You shall rejoice in your feast, and you and your family and your male and female servants, the Levites within your gates, and the strangers, the fatherless and widows who are among you, among your gates and its towns. 7 days you shall keep a solemn feast to the Lord your God in the place the Lord shall choose, because the Lord your God shall bless you in the increase of your produce and the work of your hands. Therefore you shall rejoice 3 times a year, and all the males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which you shall choose. At the Feast of the Tabernacle, the males shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able according to what you have been given and blessed with by the Lord. You shall appoint officers in all your gates of your towns that the Lord your God has given you throughout all your tribes. These officers shall judge the people with fair judgment. You shall not divert justice, nor show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and diverts the words of the righteous. You shall follow what is totally just, so that you may live and inherit the land which the Lord your God has given you. You shall not plant near to the altar of the Lord your God a grove of any trees to be used to make a wooden image, which you shall make for yourselves. You shall not put up a pillar for an idol, which the Lord your God hates, because they are used in rituals to worship false gods. To worship false gods is within brackets. The next time I share a podcast, it will be called Consequences When an Israelite Worships False Gods. And Deuteronomy, it covers Deuteronomy 17, verses 1 through 20. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.